Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
How do you talk to your children about a cancer diagnosis in the family? Britain's Prince William has opened up about this. He's been talking about how they managed to navigate that conversation with their children after his wife Kate's diagnosis in the last year or so. And Avril Tierney is with me on the line today. Avril, thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live. When did you decide to tell your children about your diagnosis?
Thanks, Andrea. Yeah, we decided as a couple to tell them about 2 weeks after my initial diagnosis in 2019. So they were 3 and 7 at the time. So it was about 2 weeks in we told them.
Yeah. What did you tell them?
So it was quite a different conversation with each of them because obviously a 3-year-old's understanding and a 7-year-old's understanding are quite different. What I did was I was really nervous doing it. I was like, how do I do this? But we were kind of just at the table drawing and playing one of the days. And I just brought it up and I just said that, you know, mommy's sick and that I'm going to have to go in and get special medicine, and really more so concentrated on telling them that I was going to lose my hair and that I would be kind of feeling unwell more than kind of focusing on the cancer itself. Does that make sense? Mm.
Do you mention cancer?
I did. Yeah. I said that they found a lump and that lump is made up of a thing called cancer, is what I said, because I didn't want it to be out there with other people and for them, especially the 7-year-old, to hear it back and kind of hear maybe horror stories about cancer, and that would be her interpretation of it.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to give her the language that, you know, we thought was appropriate for her around my diagnosis. Yeah.
And I imagine, Avril, then, that by doing that, you know, it takes away the kind of the secrecy that comes with it, and the maybe going into a different room to talk to your partner about an appointment. Or, you know, it all then just becomes a very open conversation in the house.
Absolutely. And I suppose it was about maybe letting them see that as a family, you know, the stuff going on and we work together as a family, and, you know, building that kind of the trust around change is happening. And then I didn't want them to think that there was something bigger wrong, you know, and that they weren't involved in, and then they were going off worrying about it. So this way they understood as much as they could at that stage, what was actually going on in our household. They were included in the conversation then.
Yeah, and obviously the 7 and the 3-year-old would have very different interpretations and understanding of what you're telling them. But it sounds like you really, in fairness, you just really took it in hand, didn't you?
You know? Yeah, we made a decision to do that, my husband and I. You know, there was people around us saying, don't do it, or don't tell them. But for us, it was really important that they knew as much as they could. I mean, my 3-year-old she's now 10, but she has since asked me to update her as such as to why I, because I still attend hospital, why I attend.
Yeah.
So I've had to kind of reassess the information again over the years with them.
Anne-Marie O'Sullivan, children's books writer, is joining us as well, Avril. When did you navigate this conversation, Avril at home, or Anne-Marie at home?
I was smiling there listening to Avril. We had a very kind of similar path.
Really?
In that we were about the 2-week mark as well, that we kind of, I suppose before you're diagnosed, there's all the kind of indications beforehand that it could be cancer. And so once I found out, it was pretty much kind of soon after that, we told them definitely within 2 weeks, because my chemotherapy was starting within a month. So I kind of wanted to be straight in, I suppose, in knowing kind of what was happening and to explain it to them as clearly as I could. And much the same as Avril as well. We use the word cancer. We kind of explained that the body is made up of cells, and these are wonderful things and they help keep us healthy and they all have jobs to do. But then some of the cells can go a bit funny and nobody knows why. Mm. And then they start to get in the way of the healthy cells, and that's why it's a problem. And so we kind of were trying to give, you know, some kind of frame of reference or something they could picture.
Well, sounds like you did, you could visualise it. And what age were your children, Anne-Marie, at the time?
Again, very similar to Avril. They were 7 and 4.
Okay.
So they're we kind of made the decision of telling them together, but I suppose the questions that they came back with were, of course, different depending on the age. And what I had been doing at the time was that, like, you're taking in a lot of information. So at night when I tried to go to sleep, I would think of all these questions. So I had post-its beside me and I'd stick them on the wall to remember to ask. And so we gave them post-its as well that they could draw anything that they thought of, or they could come into us in the night if they think of things, because we kind of realized that we're giving them a lot of information and it's sometimes only in the quieter times that you process it.
Yeah. And what sort of, do you remember what kind of questions they asked you?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to my child that was seven at the time, and I'm on the call, and he was kind of saying, "Going, oh, don't say what I asked," but you can imagine, I suppose, the worry that younger kids would have when they hear, you know, the news, and then just kind of the processing of it, and that they're all the kind of natural questions that would come up for a child to think about, and, you know, what it might mean, and all of those things. But it's funny now, talking to them, looking back on it, their experience of what they remember about it were kind of the funnier things, or, you know, something funny happened, or we would have a lot of, like, oven dinners. You know, they remember
that's their memory of mum's treatment or being in hospital,
or like telly days, and would be on the couch, or, you know, those kind of things. So, like, their frame of reference is very unique as well to them, and their age and what they're at, and the kind of things that they remember.
Do your own, Avril, what are their kind of memories like that?
I think mine with them is, especially when my 3-year-old, well, obviously, as I said, she's 10 now, was she used to love my bald head. So a lot of our memories are around her decorating my bald head. So she used to
with what?
Like, use face paints, and she would draw on my head. And so there is really funny stuff. And I said, it's like snuggling up in bed when maybe I wasn't feeling great and watching TV and those kind of things. And they do have, you think they're going to have horrific memories of it all.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, they don't. Well, you hope they don't. And as you know, I'm still in it. So I try to keep the conversation open and just try and keep it as, I mean, fun and cancer tend not to go in the same sentence, but you just try and keep it as honest, as lighthearted as you possibly can.
Yeah. Are you doing okay?
I'm doing well.
Yeah,
I will have a scan tomorrow. So let's hope we'll keep the fingers
good
crossed
stuff.
That all continues to go well. Yeah.
Amy Nolan is with us as well, Director of Clinical Affairs with the Irish Cancer Society. Look, sure, I can only imagine, Amy, you know, the worry for people sitting down. I'm sure there'll be many across the country today to think about navigating this conversation with little people at home. But it really sounds like Anne-Marie and Avril did a great job of it.
Yeah, I think they did a fantastic job. And I think what's really important to know is that you know your child best. And I think that's really come across with Avril and Anne-Marie's experiences, that you know what your child is able for and you know how to speak to your child. What we often get these phone calls through to our support line nurses, and they are a very valuable resource to call if you're trying to understand how maybe to have this conversation. Or we have a book as well on how to talk to your children about cancer. But it is really important to talk to them. And it's really important that they know you're all in it together.
Yeah. And I know from speaking to other people over the years, they're often unsure about using the cancer word because maybe there was somebody else in the family that perhaps didn't have such a good experience. And, you know, they don't maybe want the children to use that or that person as a reference point. Are you better to just do like Anne-Marie and Avril and just be open and honest about it?
You are.
Yeah,
you absolutely are. And that's what we tell people, because children, they can sense that there's something wrong very early on. And I understand it took about 2 weeks for Avril and Anne-Marie to tell their children. And it's important to take that time, because you yourself are trying to process the cancer diagnosis. You, and if you have a partner, you're trying to process it. You also don't actually have your treatment plan there and then. So when you have a cancer diagnosis, the treatment plan can sometimes take a week or two before you actually understand what kind of treatment you're going to require. So even to know that information for yourself and have that in your head, it's really important to have that before you talk to your child.
We know
children talk to each other. We know the playground is, you know, they're all talking to each other about different things. And what you want to do is control the narrative yourself so that they don't have fear. Or maybe they might hear that Johnny heard it from his mum. So it's really important that they feel included, that they aren't fearful. They're going to hear phone calls at home, you know, there's, you know, an increased sense of distress at home, perhaps. And so to bring them in early on and tell them that you have cancer, that you need a certain medicine, that the doctors and nurses are going to give you that, and it's, you know, hopefully going to make you feel better and better.
And if people want
important.
More advice, Anne-Marie, Amy, apologies, on where they can get that, can they get more info through yourselves?
Absolutely. Well, we have our support line, which is 1-800-200-700, and our cancer nurses are there and able to talk you through these kind of situations.
Okay.
Then the other thing, we have a really great, and really recommend our book, Talking to Children About Cancer. It's a fantastic resource. It's online, www.cancer.ie, and you can get it there, because what it does is it gives you a description of how to talk to at all ages. So teenagers are totally different in how you want to communicate with them as well,
and
so
the language to use in
that.
Amy Nolan, Anne-Marie O'Sullivan and Avril Tierney, glad to hear you're both doing well, and thanks a million for getting in touch. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan,
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.